Good evening, everyone. It is the 9th, the 15th of September. Preparing this devotional for Friday morning of the 16th. And I don't normally listen to too much news because it's all lies. You know, it's all a narrative that the politicians and the power brokers want to put out to get to maintain their power and keep themselves in office. It has nothing to do with with truth or what's right. And we're told in Scripture that there will come a time and they will call good evil and evil good. And that is the time that we're living in. It has nothing to do with reality. It has nothing to do with truth. It has to do with again, maintaining one's power, maintaining your lording it over other people. The prophet Isaiah, in the 5th chapter of Isaiah, the 20th verse, says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, and put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter." Psalm 38:20 says, "They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is." Luke 6:45, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh." First Thessalonians 5:15, "See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourself and to all men." Romans 12:21, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." Third John 1:11, "Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God." Matthew 7:11, "If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him." First Corinthians 15:33, "Be not deceived, evil communication corrupts good manners." Romans 14:16, "Let not then your good be evil spoken of." Proverbs 13:21, "Evil pursueth sinners, but the righteous good shall be repaid." Well, we're living in times where they call good evil and evil good. That's all there is to it. And so, therefore, we have to be careful not to subscribe to people who are lying through their teeth about what constitutes truth, and try to make these lies reality, because it's not reality. And there's a lot of people that are buying into these, all of these lies, these false narratives put out. It doesn't matter. All you have to do is listen to that Joanne Pierre or whatever her name is, the new spokesman for Biden Press. Every time she opens her mouth, she puts out a lie. Every time Biden opens his mouth, he puts out a lie. Every time Nancy Pelosi opens her mouth, she puts out a lie. And it's not just on the Democratic side. You know, it's not just on the Democratic side. Every time McConnell opens his mouth, he puts out a lie. You cannot trust politicians. The Bible says, do not put your confidence in the arm of flesh. It's better to trust in God rather than put your trust in princes and kings. And so, I said this morning in this morning's devotional about where do you get your beliefs from? Do you get it from your parents? Do you get it from education? Or do you get it from the Bible? The only source for truth is the Bible, and the only source for truth is Christ himself, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. We're living in a nation of liars, absolute liars. There is no truth left in the public sector anymore. So I would warn you not to put too much, don't put any faith or trust in what you hear over the public airways. Go to the source of all truth, which is the Word of God. May the good Lord be with you this Friday, and may we look to the source of all truth. The one who said that he's the only mediator between God and man. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. God bless.